Good morning. We will have a meeting of the Finance Committee today. Hopefully, it'll be a very good Finance Committee meeting, which will have everybody in a very good frame of mind at the end of it. So we'll take care of the administrative matters first. I think the first administrative matter is approval of the agenda. I'm sure you've all had a copy of that, so I'll welcome a motion for approval of the agenda for today's Finance Committee meeting.
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And you've all had an opportunity to review the minutes from our meetings of February 8th and our executive session on February 22nd, 2018. So I'd welcome a motion to approve the minutes. So moved. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Now, we have today on the agenda, with the minutes approved, let me give you the context for today's meeting. We have two items on the agenda, the receipt of the public hearing report on the calendar year 2019 budget, and then we'll go to consideration of the FY19 budget. Specifically, the committee has in front of it a proposed fiscal year 2019 operating budget and fiscal year 2019 through 2024 capital improvement plan for adoption. This budget, which is what the general manager initially proposed in the fall, with one exception that I'll explain shortly, does not include any reductions in service or any increase in fares. It also does not include additional service and limits operating subsidy growth to the 3%, as put forward by the general manager in his Keeping Metro Safe, Reliable, and Affordable plan. The one change to the operating budget is an increase of $500,000, $500,000, in the operating budget for the Office of the Inspector General. The purpose of this increase is to add staff to support the Inspector General's activities and for an IT software upgrades to also assist him in rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. This increase in the OIG's budget is being offset by an additional $500,000 in management savings that the general manager will identify over the course of the fiscal year. I hope that is not a to correct me on something. No, okay. Good. I'll now turn the floor over to Mr. Wiedervelt and Mr. Adesegi and Mr. Webster to begin our discussion today.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just make a few comments before we turn to Dennis and Tom. As I talked about in November, it's a tough budget year for Metro and for the region. We did ask for an additional $165 million for both operating capital needs, but we're looking to Metro to tighten its belt further by roughly $38.5 million on top of the $100 million that we did in cost reduction the previous year. So I want to thank the committee for its hard work during the budget sessions and the public for their input in suggesting in the work that we're proposing in the budget. So with that, I'll turn it over to Dennis to walk through the proposed budget.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, today's agenda will review the public participation report for Metro's fiscal year 2019 proposed budget and recommend to the committee the acceptance of that report as well as approval of the proposed budget. Slide. Slide 3 recaps the FY19 proposed budget highlights, which, as you will recall, was shared with this committee last November. And as we noted at that time, and as the chairman just indicated a few minutes ago, the budget does not raise fares or cut service. And a key focus of the budget remains funding for safety and reliability initiatives, which we believe will ultimately drive both ridership and revenues. And consistent with the Metro Kingsborough principles, which the GM announced last April, the budget will reduce operating costs by $38.5 million in order to keep the operating subsidy for FY19 at the 3% growth level. If you look at slide 4, it summarizes the projected operating revenue and expenses for fiscal year 2019, and it compares that to the current fiscal year. Again, as we noted last November, the operating expenses is at 1.2 $84 billion, an increase of less than 1% compared to the previous year. Operating revenues, on the other hand, is estimated at $828 million, which is a 2% drop from last fiscal year. And as a result, the operating subsidy will grow by $29 million compared to last year. On the next slide, we provide additional detail and context with respect to both revenue and ridership. The $17 million drop in revenue year over year, as you can see from this slide, is tied to bus and rail ridership levels in, or rather projected levels in fiscal year 2019, as shown on the lower half of the slide. If you look at the other revenue categories, including parking, as well as reimbursables, those categories are actually higher than last year. On slide six, staff has presented, if you recall, prior versions of this slide to this committee in the past, showing the revenue as well as cost drivers for the budget for FY19. This version, though, contains two changes that the chairman highlighted earlier in his opening statement. In the middle of this slide, you see increase to the Inspector General's office of $500,000. And in the bottom half, you see an additional management reduction of $500,000, which is required in order to keep Metro's budget as well as public subsidy unchanged from what the general manager proposed last November. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to Tom to discuss the rest of the presentation.
Thank you, Dennis. So moving to the capital budget, the FY19 capital budget totals $1,280,000,000, about $30 million more than the current FY18 capital budget. As a reminder for the committee, most of the capital projects and programs funded in the 19 budget are projects and activities that are already underway to replace, rehabilitate, and maintain Metro's vehicles, infrastructure systems, and other assets. The six-year plan totals $8.5 billion and assumes that federal formula funding continues at current levels, and for planning purposes, that federal PREA funding ends after Metro's fiscal year 2020, when the current federal authorization expires. Capital plan also continues the development and evaluation program and funds the design of new and future projects, including a new rail car overhaul facility and new bus garages. FY19 capital budget funds ongoing replacement and rehabilitation programs, including more 7,000 series rail cars, new buses and paratransit vans to replace old vehicles, rehabilitation and maintenance of the legacy rail car and bus fleets, rehabilitation of track structures and station platforms, rail and bus systems, including Metro's radio and wireless project, and the construction of the new bus garage and overhaul facility at Andrews Federal Center. Six-year program is designed to address Metro's safety needs, state a good repair backlog, and to reinvest in the system to improve reliability. While the total capital budget remains unchanged and the priorities in the programs for FY19 are the same from the GM's proposal last fall, we have updated expenditure forecasts to align with current project schedules and work plans. The primary changes are listed here on this slide. Delay of rail car parts from FY18 into FY19. Radio and wireless project is ahead of the previous schedule. Red Line water mitigation pilot program was completed in FY18. The capital program strategic planning committee is scheduled to receive an update on that project this spring. Platform and parking garage rehabilitations are being accelerated into FY19, and Metro is accelerating the purchase and replacement of some information technology hardware servers that support operations, maintenance, and financial functions, so ahead of schedule on that project. The total FY19 capital funding plan remains unchanged, with about $460 million expected to come from federal formula, PREA, and other federal grants, and $787 million of investment from the region. We anticipate that the jurisdictional funding for FY19 will include a combination of direct jurisdictional contributions as well as a long-term debt strategy. The amounts in the resolution attachments, E and F, don't yet reflect that debt strategy, so the mix of direct and debt contributions, but they will be updated before the board's adoption on board's consideration on March 22nd, and we'll share that with the committee. We'll be working with the jurisdictions to identify the exact amounts between now and then. Moving to the public hearing, as the chairman mentioned, we Metro held a open house and public hearing on the FY19 budget and the capital program on January 31st. We also received 320 comments in response to the budget proposal. Comments covered a wide range of topics, including safety, reliability, accessibility, requests for increased bus and rail service, and for more new rail cars. The detailed public communications and outreach report is included in the draft resolution that's before the committee today. And as a reminder for the committee, the FY19 budget does not include funding for new service, for wage increases for employees, or for a rainy day fund. And also inherent in the budget proposal are several risks that are not entirely in Metro and the region's control, including continuing ridership uncertainty, collective bargaining and arbitration outcomes, and uncertainty at the federal level in terms, both in terms of federal funding for Metro's capital program as well as ongoing federal employment and contracting levels. So with that, staff recommends committee approval of both the staff report on the public communication and outreach, as well as the FY19 operating budget, capital budget, and FY19 to 24 CIP. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Webster. Let me just ask a couple questions to clarify, and then we'll go around to other members. Since this is an exercise on the budget, all members of the board participate as a committee of the whole for this finance committee activity today. In your slide 6, which is titled FY 2019 Subsidy Growth Constraint to 3%. All right. Anyway, your bottom line with the increase for the Inspector General and the set-off of increased management reductions is that the increase for the jurisdictions stays at $29 million, and that stays at the 3% cap that the general manager had put out there earlier in the year. Is that correct?
Yes.
So there's no breach of that 3% cap in this FY19 operating budget.
That's correct.
Thank you. On your slide on the capital budget, just to make clear, this is, I don't know what number it is, I guess it's slide 10. Projected capital program funding sources. Yeah. I guess I just wanted to point out for other members of the board and the public that on the federal grant line, what you're showing after 2020 is the elimination of the PREA funding, so that you're going to what the authority has traditionally received in federal funds without PREA. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so the budget assumes that loss of PREA funding, assuming we cannot have our congressional delegation impose for its renewal for another 5 or 10 year period, means that deficit, as you've set out in the budget for future capital years, will have to be made up by state or local grants, either direct funding or the dedicated funding that's now subject to the legislative process in Maryland and Virginia, or by further WMATA long-term debt.
That's
fair. Thank you. And I think I just had one other question. On the prior slide, slide 9, on the red line water mitigation pilot project, so the water mitigation pilot project was accelerated, and all of those efforts were completed or will be completed in the current fiscal year, FY18, correct? And so what water mitigation efforts on the red line are planned for this current fiscal year budget that we're working on, FY19.
So at this time, there are there's placeholder funding for some continued development evaluation and design work, but ultimately the pilot work has just been completed. That evaluation needs to occur, and then a project plan for a broader effort. So we anticipate that there could be some changes to in FY19 mm-hmm. to the extent that that project is ready to go and advance early.
So what would be the timeline for that evaluation of the water mitigation pilot to get a sense of when you would be coming back to the board with some proposal to go to a phase two water mitigation project on the red line?
I believe the committee, the capital programming committee, is scheduled to get an update in April or May, mm-hmm. and at that time we'll lay out a schedule.
Thank you. Questions? Other members of the committee? We'll sort of go around that way. Mr. McMillan, Mr. Cochran?
I believe there's a slight change in the average assumption, the average revenue per bus rider.
Yeah.
We can follow up with a little bit more detail on that.
Yeah, it appears that the outlier was the assumption in last year's budget as opposed to what we're
That's correct, budget. Absolutely.
So, okay, we'll take that offline. And then also just, I assume this question is for council. The resolution discusses the need to whatever the standard process for grants approval is by the board because of time limits and anticipation. That's an item I'd like to follow up on perhaps later, whether we're putting these bypass procedures in every annual resolution and whether we need to look at what the procedures are in the first place, if you take that meeting.
Yes, we can certainly do that, or we can discuss that now. That, if you recall, that section is very limited to discretionary grants that become available during the course of the year.
Okay.
That we can certainly follow up with you.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much of the whole group's time on that, but I'll follow up.
Okay.
Mr. Corcoran?
No, I just want to compliment you and the staff for a job well done putting this budget together, taking into account a lot of moving pieces, but I will pass on questions.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Porter.
Just wanted to note, as you did, that this includes $500,000 increase for the Inspector General's office, which is something the Business Oversight Committee recommended, and I think it will be helpful as the additional funding comes in for us to make sure that we have a very clear process in place to make sure that things are operating the way they're supposed to be operating.
Thank you. Sergeants? Mr. Casa.
Thank you. Not really a question, but I think I read somewhere that it was an extension of the CFA, and I'd like to follow up at the committee level to understand the mechanics of how that'll work, but we don't really need to discuss it today.
Well, actually, we do sort of have to just talk about that, because I assume when you'll be coming back at the end of March that the board resolution at that time will include approval of a one-year CFA, or do you expect to deal with that after approval of the capital budget at the end of the month?
As we noted in the next step slide, the expectation is to provide the board, the recommendation is that the board approve the one-year extension at the same time that the board is approving the budget. So
right?
We do. We'll be dealing with that March 22nd.
Okay.
So, board members, you're aware of that now.
Thanks. Mr. Augustine?
Mr. Evans?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Let's Thank vote. You. Mr.
Rusi? Thank you. So, quick comment to echo the thanks for coming in with an operating budget that did meet the targets that were set out in the Kemsler plan. Just to note for all of us that, that the controlling expenses to grow them less than 1% is a remarkable achievement, but until we figure out how to bring revenue on a more upward trajectory, given all the risks that we as an organization face, you know, this is just a very uncomfortable place to be in moving forward. It's really great that we're able to make it work for this upcoming year, but there are a lot of things that need to improve that, some of which are directly in our control, some of which are not, to really get this on a path where we can feel comfortable. But as far as a question, on slide number 7, if we could go to that as part of the capital program, can you give us a sense of exactly what you mean in the last bullet point by core station passenger circulation improvements? And, of course, this is a leading question. I'm interested in knowing whether or not that would include things like additional entrances to metro stations that are closed off from certain points of communities, or would it include new elevators? Would those be some of the things that could potentially be subject to the design and evaluation program? Yes is good enough for me. That works. That's all the questions I have at this time.
Ms. Harley. Mr. Lowby. Mr. Muratarian. Ms. Medberg. Mr. Horner. Very good. If we have completed the questioning and there are none, I'd welcome a motion from a member of the committee that the committee approves the staff report on the public hearing and outreach efforts on the FY19 budget.
So moved.
Is there a second? Yes, is there a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. I'd welcome a motion from a member of the committee to approve the FY2019 operating and capital budgets, as well as the FY2019 through 2024 CIP.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Is this the one where we are all supposed to vote?
Yes, you all are allowed to vote. With that parliamentary point, I ask again, all in favor of the adoption of the FY19 operating capital budgets and the six-year CIP, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the budget carries. Thank you, gentlemen. I think that concludes the business of the Finance Committee for today and this year. Thank you. Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goldman. And I have a request for an executive session. So in accordance with the bylaws, I, Jack Evans, request that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Subsection 9, Paragraph C, personnel or labor issues, and paragraph F, safety and securities matters, and H, development of WMATA position or strategy on pending or proposed federal or state legislations. I'd like to move this request at this time. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll meet you upstairs as soon as the meeting concludes.